This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin said on Friday Russian President Vladimir Putin is open to talks on a possible settlement in Ukraine, but the refusal of the United States to recognize annexed territories as Russian is hindering a search for any potential compromise. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, quote, the most preferable way to achieve our interest is through peaceful diplomatic means, adding, quote, Putin was, is, and remains open to contacts and negotiations. Russia has claimed around a fifth of Ukraine's post-Soviet territory, annexations that the West and Ukraine say they will never accept. The European Union has reached a deal for a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil. It's a key step as Western sanctions aim to reorder the global oil market to prevent hikes and starve President Vladimir Putin of funding for his war in Ukraine. They needed to set the discounted price that other nations will pay by Monday when an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea and a ban on insurance for those supplies take effect. A top advisor to Ukraine's president cites a high military death toll
in battle. Mykhailo Podolyak has given new figures about Ukrainian soldiers killed in battle, while noting the number of injured troops was higher and civilian casualty counts significant. The rare comment is far below estimates of Ukrainian casualties from Western leaders. Last month, General Mark Milley, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said as many as 40,000 Ukrainian soldiers and well over 100,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded. He added that it was the same thing probably on the Ukrainian side.
This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto has suspended four election commissioners who refused to endorse the August presidential election results, which the commission chairman used to declare Ruto the winner. Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
The four were accused of gross misconduct and violation of Kenya's constitution for refusing to approve the vote counts that showed President Ruto defeating Raila Odinga in the August presidential election. The commissioners cited what they termed opaqueness in the tallying and verification process as their reason for rejecting the results. Ruto has appointed a tribunal to process a petition from three Kenyan members of parliament to remove them from office. The nine-member tribunal can recommend the four's dismissal or a full reinstatement. Victoria Amunga for VOA News, Nairobi.
A court in Tanzania sentenced 11 people to death on Friday for the murder of a conservationist there. Anti-poaching activist Wayne Lauder was shot to death in August 2017 while riding in a taxi. Those sentenced to death include two citizens of neighboring Burundi. Tanzania hasn't carried out an execution in decades. The World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned on Friday against the further loosening of measures to tackle COVID-19.
Gaps in surveillance, testing, sequencing, and vaccination are continuing to create the perfect conditions for a new variant of concern to emerge that could cause significant mortality.
That is the further easing of testing requirements and quarantine rules in some Chinese cities was met with a mix of relief and worry on Friday, with the move branded encouraging by the WHO's emergencies director, Mike Ryan. Spectators and onlooking tourists are flocking to Hawaii's Mauna Loa after the world's largest volcano this week began erupting for the first time since 1984. Officials say there's no sign the lava will threaten populated areas as dozens of people, including families with children, are arriving near the summit to watch the natural phenomenon, like Hawaii resident Tiffany Myers.
It's just pretty amazing that we get to see it in our lifetime. Not many people have, and it's just spectacular to see Mauna Loa.
Mauna Loa last erupted in March and April of 1984, sending a flow of lava within 5 miles of Hilo, the island's largest city. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news, follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.